Spencer Chase of the Wolsey Westington FFA chapter and South Dakota State University is talking with this year's star in agricultural placement, Trenton Bemis, from the Lincoln ACHM FFA chapter out of the state of Wisconsin. Trenton, first of all, congratulations.
Thanks. I mean, it's a big honor. I really didn't see this coming. We put a lot of hard work into the application, and it definitely paid off. A lot of long hours, and it took a lot of years to get it to the point that it is at now. So
you're on stage with three other finalists that you've gotten to know throughout the course of this week, and you hear your name announced as the National Star winner. What was that experience like?
To be honest, I almost second-guessed myself. I was like, did I just hear that, or is that really me? And they grabbed me, and they rushed me to the front, and I was like, yep, this is really happening. And it was definitely a shock. I'm still kind of coming down from the high yet.
And what can you tell us about your enterprise that allowed you to win this award?
Well, my SAE basically consists of, I work with cranberries. We do fresh fruit for Ocean Spray. I'm the third generation of management at Edlin Cranberry. And basically, I've just grew up there, and I've always lived on the marsh, and it's what I like to do. I like working outside, and I think that I'll probably live out my days always working with cranberries to some extent.
So what makes you want to get up in the morning? You mean you say you love it and you say you love doing it, but what makes you get up in the morning and really have that desire to go out and work with those cranberries?
Well, I mean, farming has always been a passion, whether it's cranberries or gardening or doing anything, really. I mean, anything that involves outdoors, whether it's fishing or hunting, I'm all over it. And I always been a big fan of being outdoors.
And Trenton, what can you tell us about some of the skills that you've gained throughout the course of this enterprise?
Well, basically just filling in the American degree, it's just made me more aware of what I do on a day-to-day basis at the marsh, like just the hours that I'm logging and the different skills I've obtained from doing this. It really makes you more aware of what goes on from a day-to-day basis. Otherwise, it seems like, you know, you just forget about what you do day-to-day.
And to be a National FFA Star winner, it's got to be, if it's not the peak of your FFA career, it's got to be one of them. And I imagine a long and wonderful journey with FFA. What are some things you're going to take with you from your time in this organization?
Well, I mean, I'm real happy, but I'm kind of sad at the same time, because this is the end of the road for me. I mean, I've went as far as I can go now, but I mean, I'll always cherish this memory and look back on this as a positive experience that really impacted my life.
I imagine to be a National FFA Star winner, there's got to be a lot of people in your corner that have been helping you out. Is there anyone you'd like to thank at this time?
Oh, yes. I'd definitely like to thank both of my advisors that I've had. I mean, Mr. Rich Larson was my advisor throughout my high school career, and he helped me just immensely with my proficiency application 2 years ago, and that ended up going all the way to the finals, and I ended up winning. And, I mean, he helped just a huge help with that. And then my advisor, Steve Bowe, that I've had out of high school, I mean, hugely beneficial with helping me with my application and making it go all the way, and I'd like to thank both of them. I mean, they both mean a lot to me. So.
That's Trenton Bemis, this year's National FFA Star in Agricultural Placement. Trenton, congratulations.
Thanks.
For FFA Today, I'm Spencer Chase.